Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your word. And Lord, this morning I pray that your word will encourage us, your word will strengthen us, that your word will give us direction, that your word, that we'll have a revelation of your word. God, I pray especially for the fathers, even as I share in context of not just fathers, but men of God. God, give us that deep revelation. Lord, give us your heart and help us to know what it is to be the man of God that you have created us to be. Lord, I just ask that you would take away every distraction. And Lord, let even this time be in order, your order. In Jesus' name. Amen. This morning, as it is Father's Day, I'm going to share a message that is going to be relevant to the fathers, but also to the men. Okay, we have a few men. So even if you're not a father, this is relevant to you. And ladies, this will be relevant to you as well. Okay, yes. You know, the word of God is for everybody. But I'm sure you will give me the permission to contextualize it or align my sermon this morning to the men. Okay? And bear with me, because remember Mother's Day, I speak to the mothers. So it's fine. Okay. Good. Hallelujah. This morning I want to share with you on the man being God's chosen vessel. How you are God's chosen vessel. You're anointed to serve God, your family, and society with the spirit of excellence. Right? As a man, God has called you with the spirit of excellence. He's anointed you, equipped you to serve God, your family, and society. And, you know, as I was preparing this, something that came to my mind was that to be a man of God, it's really a call. Make a kandavimak, Deviyan Vahansege. You are not an accident that your mother and father thought, okay, one day, let's you know, have a child. And that child became a boy, and the boy became a man. And the man right now is, you know, in the world doing many things. No. Right before the foundations of the world were even formed, God defined you, designed you, declared you to be a man of God. Deviyan wahanse obowa kandawala tiyenne un wahanse ge sewekek hatiyata un wahanseta sewaya karanna obage paulata sewaya karanna obage tawada obage yahaluwanta සමාජයට සේවය කරන්න අතිවිශිෂ්ට ආත්මයක් ඇතුව. And you know, that's something that you need to begin to you need to know, that you're not an accident, but God has called you to be a man of excellence. And I want to share five things. Any luck? I want to share five things, and each man should have one of these. If you're a man in the house, you should have one of these. Anyone who does not, Shehan, you just came in. Sindhu, can you give one to Shehan? Right? Thank God. I don't normally do this, but I thought it'll be good for you to take this back home and just take a look at it. And nothing is new in this, right? There's nothing new. Make alud deyak naha. But it's something for us to always remember. But the first thing I want to share is that you being a father or a husband begins with your personal relationship with Jesus. That's the starting point. Because that is where you get your worth, you get your value, that is established by God. Many men today struggle with value. They don't feel valued for many reasons. But God, that's because they look to the world, they look to themselves for their worth and value. But God is the one who establishes that value. ඔබගේ වැදගත්කම වටිනාකම නියම කරන්නේ දෙවියන් වහන්සේ. ඔබ කරන දෙයි මත නෙවෙයි. And you know, because they don't feel value, they don't feel worth, they feel that they are a failure as a father, as a man, as a husband. Right? There are many men who go through that. බොහෝ විට සමහර විට නම් මං වැඩක් නැහැ, මං වැඩක් නැති මේ ස්වාමි පුරුෂයෙක් මං වැඩක් නැති තාත්තා කෙනෙක් මං හරියට කරන්නේ නැහැ කියලා. But for you to be a man of excellence, it begins with your relationship with God. That is the starting point. Deviyan wahanse samaga tama obage sambandhakama patan ganna tana tama oba sabe purushek sabe manushek wanne. And you know the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, oh we've got it going, you know it says that you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing, right? Epise ekek thune kena apita sama aathmika deemanawakin Deviyan wahanse Jesus wahanse apita aashirwada karala thiyena kiyala. And so that means that you have what it takes to be a husband, to be a man of God, to be a father, to be a friend, whatever. Right? That is where you have your resource. And you know, I want to tell you that you are not a failure. You're not a perfect father as well. Right? No one expects you to be the perfect father. I'm not the perfect father. But we have a perfect father. Right? We have a perfect father. You heard Nishant saying, you know, how he thought he was perfect. Right? But he began to realize that God was perfect. How many of you would say, yeah, I'm imperfect. I'm not the best father in town. But God, in you, makes you the man, the excellent father. God in you. Deviyan wahanse oba thula jeevit wenakota oba e anagi piya wenawa. And as fathers, you make mistakes. Sometimes you're ashamed of what you do. Am I right? And then you think, oh gosh. But it's always about you going back to God. It's always about walking with God, your Father. He's the example that we have to be fathers. Deviyan wahanse tama apita tiyana udaharane apita sabe piyan piya taatala sabe manushyan wanna. And you know, it begins by you calling God Father. You having God as your Father. That's where it begins. Because sometimes your earthly father may have given you the wrong example. Sometimes your earthly father may not be the most perfect person that you can look up to. And sadly, that is true in many cases. Even where I'm concerned, that is true. I'm not going to go into that. But God goes beyond that. God, our Father, goes beyond the mistakes of our earthly fathers. And when I begin to embrace Him as my Father, I have to have a father-son relationship with Him first before I can be a father, before I can be a husband, before I can be whom God has called me to be. I have to have that relationship. And sometimes as men, we feel, oh, you know, I'm a man, and you know, I know, I shouldn't say, I love you, God. It, you know, it sounds very, ugh. Soppy. But you know what? God says, I love you. God wants to give us a hug. God has that emotional side in Him. And you, and as men, I want to encourage you that you build your relationship in knowing God as Father. ඔබ දෙවියන් වහන්සේම ඔබගේ පියාණන් හැටියට දැනගන්න. And it's not I know him, that's it. But it is something that you will grow into. As you grow into that, his fatherhood will flow through you. උන් වහන්සේගේ ඒ පියාණන් තියෙන ඒ ආලේපය ඔබ තුලින් ගලා යන්න පටන් ගන්නවා. Getting to know God as a father. Praying as a father. praying as a man of God. It is not your wife's responsibility to pray for your family. It is yours. Many, many husbands, my wife will do it. Even yesterday, I had some words with somebody. Right? You are called by God. You are called by God. If the wife is next to you, or if a father is next to you, Tappy may say, you are called by God. Right? You are called by God to take that place. Adam didn't take that place. So what happened? Eve went and ate the fruit and the whole world is in a mess. And here's the thing. We blame Eve. Api evatai baninne. But you know what Adam did? When she took the fruit, she gave him the fruit. He ate the fruit. He didn't open his mouth and say, don't do that. So stop blaming Eve. Blame the husband as well. But seriously, when the man doesn't take his place, the woman will take that place. So then don't blame the woman that she's leading, she's doing this, she's doing this, she's doing that. When you as a man, God has called you. The problem is that you don't believe that He has called you. God's anointed you. God is with you in being the man of God. Hallelujah. Deviyan wahanse oba samagai. Deviyan wahansege manushya hatite oba godanaganna. God is not against you. He's never against you. In building your family, in being a husband, being a father. And so, take time to know your Father, your Heavenly Father. Because when you know your Heavenly Father, you are also able to be healed of any pain that your earthly father has caused you. You're able to be free sometimes from the negative that may have come from your earthly father. When you're secure with your earthly father, obage deva piyanan tula surakshitawa innokota samahata apage laukika taatala gen natha swami purushayala gen ævilla tiyana aprasanna deval walin apita midenna puluwam. That's the only way. So, number one is, it begins with your personal relationship. Okay, paudgalika sambandha kaming tama patanganne deviyan wahanse gen. Number two is to be an excellent father, or the next one, to be a father or a husband, you need to have a good wife. Right? To be an excellent father, you have to have the need of a wife. Right? Obata anage piyek anage swami purushayek wenna obata obage bhariyawage avashyathawaya dakinn one. Right? You have to have see the need, because sometimes there are men who feel that they don't need their wives, that they can do it alone. Sometimes the wife feels, I can do it alone, and they will start singing, I'll do it my way. And go, and they will not go anywhere. Right? God has called you together to be united, to be one. Deviyan wahanse oba kandawala tiyenne ekiyatawayata. You know, God has actually called the husband and wife to demonstrate the life of the Trinity in the world. Right? And that oneness. And you know, Genesis 2:24 says, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, they shall be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Right? They shall become one flesh. Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds a bad thing. You know, a good thing. And read the rest of the verse. And obtains favor from the Lord. Wow. Wow. Husbands, you found a good thing and you have God's favor. But you have to see the need that you're called together. ඔබ එකමුතු කමටයි උන්වහන්සේ ඔබව කැඳවලා තියන්නේ. And you know, here's the thing. As a husband, I have not put that verse here, or have I put it in the next one? Oh yeah, Ephesians 5:25, Epesa pahe visipaha. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. That's a huge thing. That we are called, when I say we as husbands, we are called to love our wives as Jesus loved the church. How did Jesus love the church? Unconditionally. No, my wife says this, so who cares? Unconditionally. It's your love that will secure her. It's your love that will keep her safe. Right, wives? You know, a praying husband will be a secure husband. And a secure husband will have a secure wife. Right? And, you know, how many of you can love your wife like Jesus loved the church? No one. We don't have that perfect love. But it's our relationship. I'm going back to that. It's Jesus in me that helps me to love my wife when I want to hate her, when I want to, you know, scream my head off. When I go to God, He helps me to love her beyond what she does, beyond how she annoys me. Right? Seriously. Even this morning, you know, last night, I removed my wedding ring. I left it on my bedside table. In the morning, it's missing. Men, does this sound familiar? So I, you know, Shan said, Shan was looking for it. I said, no, it's not here. And then my wife says, well, if you leave it where you normally leave it, then you will find it. This is not right. You have to find your ring. Okay. Now this is just before we are coming from church, coming to church. So I go up and I think, okay, let me look at where she would have put it. It's there. So I said, if the ring was left where I left it, it would have been there. No, but that's not a safe place. Now, in moments like that, you can get annoyed. And it's at moments like that that you say, Jesus, let me love her like you love her. Beyond the mistake she makes, so that I can still love her as you want me to love her. And this goes to the wives as well, because you all also get annoyed with the husbands, right? Absolutely. So that's why I said this message is for you as well. But here's the key. It's about you seeing the need of your wife, and it's about you going to God. Oba deviyan wahanse wetata yama. Oba obage baariyawage avashyathawaya dakka ganeema. Eka sahena wedagath. Because, you know, as men, you have temptations out there. Yes? You fellows, you guys are like, as though you, come on! Aren't you all human? There are temptations. Listen, we are all adults here. There are many women who would want your husband. Come on, we live in a world where people don't care. Right? And that's why you need your wife. To pray for you, to support you, to be there for you. But you need to see the need that you have for her. That you there's a need, there's a calling for you together. Ekamutuwa deviyan wahanse apawa kandawala thiyenawa. And, you know, be faithful to her. Don't love yourself, and you know, I seriously don't know, although I'm saying this, right? Don't allow yourself to be tempted by loose women. That's the only word I could find. I don't know. Kind of, you know, Ladies who will want to attach themselves. Husbands, sometimes when a woman comes close to you, your heart begins to go. Right? You need to protect yourself. Talk to your wife. Say, pray for me. Why am I sharing the baby? I had a situation like that in my office where my boss, you know, you guys have heard about it. Right? And Kushani would be praying for me. Don't allow yourself to be distracted from the precious person God has called you to be together forever. And it's the Lord in your midst that keeps you together. You know, 1 Peter 3:7, superb verse. Husbands, dwell with them. Right? He says, don't go away. Be with your wives. Dwell with them, understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heirs together in the life of grace. God's called you together to enjoy God. And here's the thing, when we don't treat our wives correctly, what happens? Your prayers are hindered. Even your prayers may not get heard. That's deep. You know, this is what Peter is saying. He's saying, if you are not treating your wife correctly, honoring her, valuing her, don't expect God's going to be answering your prayers. Don't think I'm praying so I can do anything to my wife. So, you know, none of us know what goes on in your house. Amen? None of us know. You know, there was once I was counseling a guy. He was beating up his wife. And I said, what about if you have a daughter? Would you like the husband to beat her up? Yeah, she's a woman. Seriously, I got so angry when he said that. But he would be praying. Praying means you're connecting with God. You're allowing God to change you. Amen. Right? So, see the need of your wife. Obage baryavage avashyataveya dakinna. You know, have you taken time to understand your wife, your children? Or do you just assume that you know what is good for her? Have you asked her, what do you like? What don't you like in me? Have you asked that question? What don't you like in me? It's so important. But here's the thing. You take the leadership in this. Not your wife. Oba tama meke nayakathwaya gannone. Because remember, sometimes as a man, you think your responsibility is going to the office, bringing the money in. And the wife and the children are the wife's responsibility. Let's see what the word of God tells us about that. Right? Number three, Tungana Karnav. Your children are in your hands to shape. Your children are in your hands to shape. Psalm 127, verse 3 and 4. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. See, children are a blessing from God. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Now, what do we do with an arrow? Abhi itelang mokadda karanne. You take a bow and you shoot. What do you shoot? A target, exactly. Now, imagine your son or your daughter is that arrow. And God has given you the wisdom, and he will keep giving you the wisdom and understanding everything that you need to help your child hit the target. You are the one who will shape them. It's the person who the archer is the one who directs the arrow. Right? Italia vidin ekkena tama eke disawa tirane karanne. He can shoot it up.
He can shoot it somewhere else, or he can shoot at the target. The target is God's will for your child. Right? ඉලක්කය තමයි දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ කැමැත්ත. උන්වහන්සේගේ අදිෂ්ඨානය. ඒ කෙරෙහි ඔබ ඔබේ දරුවන්ට මාර්ගය පෙන්වන්න ඕනේ.
Do you get what I'm saying? See, sometimes as fathers we think, or as men we think, okay, let my wife bring, you know, talk about the homework, talk about praying in the house, etc. But the Bible tells us it's the man's responsibility. Bible kiyanne manushyage wagakimai eka. Hallelujah. Right? And, you know, I do understand that there are some single moms here, okay, and, you know, that's a sad situation, but God's grace is there with you. Because the Bible says that He's your husband, right? He's your husband. So He's the one who will help you to kind of take them in that direction. But I'm talking to the fathers here especially. Get to know your children. Spend time with them. You know, what you have with your child now can never be taken, can never be. Once it's lost, you cannot grab it back. Each stage in the life of a child is an enjoyment. Right? We have a young father. He's all smiles at the moment. There will come a day when Sanchia will say, "Why? Why? Why?" And I'll be like, "Shut up." But it's an enjoyment, each stage. Each stage is an enjoyment. I'm enjoying, you know, Sean at the moment. He's growing into being an adult. You know, Shaminder growing up at this stage. And if, as fathers, if we lose that stage, you have lost it forever. You can't cry, you know, it's useless crying about it. When God has given you the opportunity. When God has given you the possibility. So use that time. Even in your busy schedule, find time to spend with them. And here's the thing, you know, for those of you who have young kids, and, you know, Cecil, you know, you'll be able to testify to this. Your children need you. They become secure when you are there for them. Right? When you are there for them. All the good education, everything is fine. But the presence of the mother and the father makes them secure. Makes them feel wanted, safe, loved, cared. And when you don't, that's when your child begins to shake. Right? So children, and you know, God has given you these children to look after, to help them go on a journey. Talk to God about them. What is God telling you about your children? Have you spent time saying, "God, what is your plan for them?" Swamini, mokadda obage kamatta obun kerahi. Not just praying for their protection, blessing. No. Also ask God, "How do I get them to where you want me to take them?" Mama kohomada mowunwa geniyanne obage salasumata anuwa. That's so important. That you know that that you don't just say, "Okay, this is what I want." No, you ask God. Begin to work with God, because you are His representative. He's given you your children. And, you know, as I said, your kids want you. You know, let me ask you, as fathers, what is that one thing that you can give your children that no other man can? Think about it. What is that one thing that you can give your children that no other man can? Every other man can go do a job and give them money, all that. But there's something in you that God has placed for you to be their father, that no other man can give other than you. What is that? Exactly. One is love, you know. The love you have for your child, no other man will have. no other man will have. Because he or she is part of you. And if you don't give that to your children, it comes in different ways, but love is also about saying, you are mine. You are mine. You know, God can bless us with so many things, but if we don't experience His love, what is our life then? It's empty, isn't it? It's empty, isn't it? Ne, apita deviyan wahansege premiya numathi nan unwase sama deyakma denwa. E premiya naththam ape jeevithiye moka hidas. And that's the most important thing. Everything other stuff is important. You have to care for your children, you have to look after your family. But that one thing is love. And if you don't take time to give that to them, because everything else becomes important, you're going to lose them. You're going to lose them. And that's the example you set for your children when they grow up. You know, they will follow you. Your children will follow you. Your children will do what you do. Even if you don't want them to, they will. Right? They will. They will want to be like you. Right, there's a present I wanted to see. There's this father who's going off to work, and this son sees the father like Superman. That's whom your children will see you to be. They want you to be like you. And that scares us, because even the mistakes that we make, but yet God is there. Amen. But don't abdicate your responsibility. Obage wagakima attapasu karanne pa. Words spoken over your children, reverse them. Bad words. You know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. I shared this last time. Speak life over your children. Reverse those words. Sorry, what I said was useless. This fellow is useless. Reverse those words, because that is what your child will become. Your child will become useless when you speak useless over your child. That's what your child hears. So your child thinks, I'm useless, I'm useless, I'm useless. So that no matter what anyone says, he believes or she believes, she's useless. Reverse those words in the name of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, cut the power of those words. Sometimes we may get angry. But you know, there are times that you will need to tell your children, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. And your children will respect you for that. Praise you, God. Do your children love you or do they fear you? And I believe, you know, all your fathers, you know, your kids love you. But it's something I wanted to put in there. Do your children love you or do they fear you? Obe daruan obata bayada naththam obata aadareda. Do they fear you because they get punished if they don't do what you ask them to do? Or do they love you that they will come and even hug you? They will say, oh, I want to be with you. And only you can answer that. Because we come to God because He loves us. We want to be in the presence of God because He loves us. Amen. It's the same thing, you know, even with your wife. Whom are you depending on to be the man of God? The world or God? The world will say, ah, never give in to your wife. But God will say, love her as Jesus loved the church. Praise God. So, you know, as men, you may think, gosh, this is difficult. When you build your relationship with the Father, allow that relationship to flow, all these things will come into place. Number four, quickly. Men, you are called to lead worship and prayer. Look at what Paul is saying. Therefore, I want the men, not the we men, right? The men. Everywhere to pray.
lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing. And it's a call because you as the man, you as the father, you as the husband, you are the prophet, the priest, and the king in the family. You are the prophet who hears the voice of God. You are the priest who ministers worship in your family. You are the king who gives leadership. Now, king doesn't mean, okay, I'm the king, so wife, get under me, start worshiping me. That's a dictatorial king. But our king is a loving king. Our king is an amazing king. Our king gave his life for us. And even in the church, men, you know, today, I just love seeing all the men coming up here and doing all sorts of things. Because God's called us to be strong. God has called you to be strong. Amen. And the world needs to see that. Because the world does not have proper examples of husbands, of strong men of God. And fathers as well. But the church has the answer. You have the answer because you have Jesus in you. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
I'm hearing the wives and the ladies saying yes. You know, men, take your place. Take your God-given place. Run with the power of the Spirit. Like you heard, you know, praying in tongues. You know, leading prayers in the family. Even in the church, be strong men. Reading prayers, you know, doing, you know, whatever needs to be done. You know, Paul says, I pray that men pray everywhere. Lifting holy hands. You know what that means? I surrender to God. I surrender to God. Mama Deviyan Mahansata Yatahat Venoa. As a man. Not that I have the answer. We don't have the answers. But I surrender to Him so that He gives me the answer. Lifting up holy hands. Then he says, without anger and disputing. Right? Without arguing. He says, just lift up holy hands, surrender to the Lord. God will take care of it. God will take care of it. Don't try to figure it on your own. God will take care of it. God wants you to just surrender and come to Him. Because you don't have the answers. We don't have all the answers. But He does. And when you surrender to God, God will give you the answer. God will give you the answer. Right? And finally, number 5 is protect, teach, encourage, and care for the younger men. For younger men. Your responsibility is also for younger men in age, but also in spiritual maturity. 1 Peter 5:5, Eka Petrus Pahe Paha. Likewise, you younger people, submit, again this word comes up, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another, be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Now what am I saying here? As a man of God, any men of God here? Some are not sure. Oh, they are like, Urupa Dinamagi. Are there men of God in the house? Men? Let's wake up. Are there men in the house? Okay. Rise up, men. Seriously. You know, sometimes we think, oh, as a man, be strong. As a man, be strong. And your strength comes from God. You know, some of you guys will be going through temptations, going through so many things, going through hardship, going through worry. Surrender to God. Surrender to God. And that's not easy. But when you do that, you see what happens. So it says here, likewise, younger people, submit yourself. Taruna
පුරුෂයන්ට කියනවා යටහත් වෙන්න කියලා. Right now I shared this couple of weeks ago. What does the word submission mean? යටහත් වීම කියන එක ඇතර තේරුම මොනවාද? Is come under the covering, come under the protection. So as men, okay, let me say, even as older men, you may not be old in age, but you may be old spiritually, right? You may be matured spiritually. You have a responsibility to look after another man, to help another man. Because sometimes men, you know, women, no problem. They will talk, they will jabber, they will gossip. And, you know, there are problems, they will tell everybody in the world. But sometimes we men don't like to. What will they think? I'm a man. I'm not supposed to share my problems. I'm not supposed to get, you know, emotional. But when you have a man to walk with you, obata purushyek innokota oba samaga ævidinna, someone who encourages you, you pray for them, they pray for you. God wants us to do that. That's what that verse says. E wacana eka thama kiyanne. You cover them in prayer. Oba yaaknyawen thawa purushyekwa aavarnaya karanna. Men protecting men, because men, you understand what other men go through, right? Let me ask you a question. Would you understand what another man goes through more than what your wife is going through? Now, it's a political question as well. Sometimes you know what a man is going through better than what your wife is going through, because you identify. You're saying, yeah, as a man, I know. I see that. Like sometimes Krishani says, oh, how can blah, blah, blah. I say, no, but... And I give my male perspective on that. And she doesn't understand it sometimes. But I say, no, this is why. You know, if you're honest. So men need each other. Right? Purushan, apita ekkenek kena avashyai. To help our... We are all in this. We are all in this. Yes, Nishan. We need a friend to walk with. That's why it says, you know, let be humble in others saying, hey, I need you. Let's meet up for coffee, whatever. Let's pray together. Because we men need each other. Because we can hide things and we can struggle. And until it explodes. So this morning, that's what I wanted to share with you all, for the men and the ladies, of course. But you know what I shared, a lot of the scriptures, actually all the scriptures I have put in this, so that if you're a wife, your husband is not here, please don't take this and say, here, read this. Right? But be gentle. But you can take it and you can begin to pray. Wives, here's something. Begin to pray for your husbands. Not as to how you want them to be, but as how God has created them to be. And my final comment, my antima comment, I think I missed that, is that as a husband, as a father, how much do you release your wife, how much do you release your children to achieve their potential? How much do you release them to achieve their potential that God has called them to? It's something important, because I have seen wives who are like prisoners because the husband holds them like this. Okay, what? I don't know. We've had situations like that, but more than that, it's like you don't allow your wife, you don't free your wife to achieve her potential that God has placed over her. And then what happens is that your wife feels crushed. And this can happen both ways. As a wife, you can crush your man. Where you should be praying, you curse. I'll say that again. When you should be praying, you curse. Reverse those words.
But even as a husband, look at how you treat your wife. You may love her, all that, but if you're holding her and not allowing that potential in her, now that doesn't mean, okay, wife, I can fly away and say goodbye, husband. No, there's a unity. And there's a mutual unity in that. That you help each other shine. Right? And, you know, I had loads of stuff that, you know, I don't have time, but I pray that the Holy Spirit will have given you something to think about. Something to munch. You want to hear this message? It's on the internet. It's on iTunes. You can listen to it again. But I pray that as men, my prayer is that, me included, that we will be strong men in God. Anointed. Can you put the first picture? Yeah, we'll be anointed. God has anointed us to serve God, to serve our families, society, with excellence. You're not a half-baked man. You're a man of excellence. Hallelujah. You are a man of excellence. You have the spirit of excellence. You have the Holy Spirit in you that makes you a man of excellence. Amen? Let's pray. As we close this morning, I want to ask the men, do you feel that you're not good enough? Do you feel that whatever I try, I'm just hopeless? If you're feeling that, or you're missing, I really don't know how. And like I shared, your answer is that you first know the Father as your Father. Not a God who just answers your prayer, but as a Father. You know God the Father as your Father. And begin to listen to what God would speak over you. Not your emotions, not what the devil speaks over you. Don't judge yourself by your mistakes. Because God has called you to be a man of excellence. Reach out to your wife and say, help me. Pray for me. Love her. Love your kids. They are like arrows in your hand that God has given you to shoot according to the target He sets for them. Hallelujah. And this morning I especially pray for us men. Father, that your anointing will increase over us. That we will see the call of God in our lives. Lord, that this is not just a message that I feel, that's good, and go away and be the same person. But Lord, as men, I would encourage you even right now, as all our eyes are closed, just lift up those holy hands. And say, Lord, I surrender to you. Lord, I surrender because I want you in my life. Just lift up those holy hands. Obe at usala kiyana deviyan mahatham swamini ma yatahat wenawa oban wahanseta. Make me the man that you have designed me to be. I'm not there yet, but I want to go there. And I pray a blessing over every man, every father, every young boy, every young man, every husband. Lord, I pray the truth of God to be established in them. And God, I pray that today will be even a new beginning for many men. Let it be a new season for them. That they walk in the very newness, in the strength and wisdom, power, anointing, love, grace, goodness, kindness, mercy that God has for them. In Jesus' name, amen.